On today's episode, we are going to talk about what are you good at? As a mom of two and entrepreneur, I've always gotten stuck with that question. What is it that I am good at? And when you're an entrepreneur, you really have to dig deep into what it is that you're good at, because you want to master that. You want to channel into that. And it took me a little bit to figure out what is it that I am good at. And it can be anything from helping people, making people laugh, doing hair, pushing numbers, pushing paper. I mean, everyone is good at something. We just have to actually stop and figure out, whoa, what is it that I can be a master at? What is it that I can do that's going to help others, or something that I'm good at that I actually love doing? Because a lot of people are good at things and little bit of things, or maybe just one thing, but they don't really actually own it. And so what I'm left with is, how can I be better at this certain particular thing that I am really good at? And I feel as though you have to take daily accountability on self-awareness, on self-love, and also surround yourself with people that actually can see what it is that you're good at, because you want to have someone to root you on and be your cheerleader and tell you, well, that's not really what you're good at, or yeah, this is exactly what you need to be doing. And so think about that, people. What is it that you are really good at? What is it that you do that doesn't feel like it's work, that doesn't feel like it's so hard? And when you come up with that answer, write it down, practice it daily, and see what the outcome is. Be obsessed with your business. How to become more obsessed with your business? Well, there are some tools, there are some tricks to everything that you do in life. And one of the things that a lot of people in business do is, as soon as they wake up in the morning, they have a routine. Their routine consists of a workout routine in the morning, self-development, and absolutely thinking of nothing else but your business. Now, as a mom of two, how can you make that a priority? The first thing that you think about are your children. I mean, you also have to find a way to, you know, work around that. So, number one, you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan. Make sure that you write everything down before you go to bed. The first thing you do to the last thing that you do. There is no other way to do this. There has to be a commitment, a discipline, something that you do on a daily basis. And who am I kidding? I suck at this shit. I suck at it. I really do. It's not easy to build a business from home when everything is almost chaotic with a two-year-old, someone who is ill. I just... Speaking about being obsessed with your business is definitely what I am not good at. And the reason I started off this whole journey with this title of being obsessed with your business is because that is exactly what I want to be. I want to be obsessed with it. I want to be obsessed so bad that it hurts. You know, every day I'm just trying to figure out, how can I make this possible? How can I make money from home when you do start to get that feeling of, wow, I'm making it, I'm doing it, you start to take less time with your family and more time diving into your business. Is there something wrong with that? Absolutely not. Especially if you have this goal set for yourself. And I think one of the reasons is sometimes we're obsessed with certain things that have nothing to do with business. And so it gets harder and harder to do. And we're all just human trying to figure things out one day at a time. And I feel like the best way to do so is just getting obsessed. Get obsessed with the right things, with the more positive things. With that list that you make every single day, get obsessed with that list. And of course, with children and dealing with someone that's ill, that list, you know, there's something always in between that happens that you have no control over, and we have to know that. We have to know that. And so the best time to do that is way before 5 a.m. You have to do everything before everyone wakes up, or else you're just going to be sleeping. So become obsessed with your business and don't sleep.